This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. U.S. manufacturing has been on a seesaw this year, up for the first 5 months, but it's fallen since June. Part of the problem? We're exporting less to a struggling Europe, and that showed up in trade deficit numbers out today. Still, some American companies are opening and reopening factories in the U.S., and many of the jobs require a whole new skill set, something someone who worked in a factory 5, maybe 10 years ago probably doesn't have. In North Carolina, community colleges are trying to fix that. Marketplace's David Gura has the story.
Since the economic downturn, many traditional manufacturers in North Carolina, furniture factories and textile mills, have closed down. So many of the unemployed here have turned to the state's 58 community colleges for help with retraining. Gary Green is the president of Forsyth Tech in Winston-Salem.
It's a challenge, but it's an opportunity for community colleges to step up at a time when people are really struggling in the job market to step up and try to give them the skills they need to make the transition to what is the new economy.
In North Carolina, that economy centers on what's called advanced manufacturing, and successful job seekers need to know more about computers than assembly lines. When I visited Forsyth Tech, the lobby was packed. Students were registering for classes. Enrollment is up 43% since 2006. Last year, almost 13,000 students took courses for credit. Eric Hanks was one of them. He enrolled in the school's nanotechnology program after he lost his job 3 years ago. He worked in IT for more than a decade.
Everybody I've met is a little bit different, has a little bit different circumstance. But it all boils down to we need retraining for a different field.
North Carolina's community colleges have been nimble. Administrators have worked with local companies to make sure students learn skills that'll make them more employable. Eric Hanks is hopeful he'll land a job. There are big research universities nearby, magnets for high-tech companies. But outside North Carolina's cities, the picture changes. 1 hour west of Winston-Salem, rural Wilkes County is nestled in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and unemployment here is above 11%. Like Forsyth Tech, Wilkes Community College works with local companies. There just aren't as many of them here as there are in Winston-Salem. Lyndall Duvall heads Wilkes Community College's Applied Engineering Technologies program.
I think our role is to make sure that as the advanced manufacturing expands out along the interstates and back into the rural communities, that we're ready when they get here with a skilled workforce that can support those types of industries.
But the factories that are still here need workers who can run and repair new machines. John Souther used to work in furniture, doing what he calls unskilled labor. Then he was a long-haul trucker. After 11 years, he got laid off.
You either went back to school or you just couldn't find a job. There's still not a great abundance of jobs in Wilkes County.
Souther, like other students at Wilkes Community College, learned what Lyndall Duvall calls a little bit of everything to increase their odds of getting a job. John Souther did eventually get one with Tyson Foods, maintaining equipment at a chicken processing plant. Tyson is the biggest employer around here. It's not alternative energy, the field Souther wants to work in, but it's a good job, and he says he couldn't have gotten it if he hadn't gone back to school. In Wilkesboro, North Carolina, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.